fortune teller come in there, and he called a fortune teller, brought a little show down there one night. Mm-hmm. And he called himself with a fortune teller, because he told the truth even if he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And so me and the boy that I run with, it cost us a quarter piece for him to tell us, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, that other boy, he went and asked him first what was going to be his occupation. And he told him, said, you're going to start out farming, said, but you're going to quit, so you wasn't going to farm. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to, your occupation going to be in town. And so I don't know if it worked out just like you said, and I asked him about mine. He said, you're going to be on the farm all your life. And so I'm still here. So we always call him a fortune teller. But he told the truth about that. I've been on it all my life. But I've been offered some good deals off the farm, but they wouldn't take
it. Since it had a heavy rain, the water cut out a sort of trench down a hill, maybe. You'd call that a
ditch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if it cut out real, a lot of land?
You mean a gully? We always call it a deep gully. Yeah.
And if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a...
At water floating?
Some water, just sort of a stream, you call that a...
You mean a lake? Creek? We always call it a little creek. We always had a creek run through a farm, is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. What else besides a creek do you have?
A lake, river,
mm-hmm.
branch.
Branch. What's the difference between a branch and a creek?
The creek is larger than a branch.
Uh-huh.
A branch is just a small place, and the creek is a pretty big place,
uh-huh.
pretty big stream.
What are some of the names of some of the streams around here?
Santa's Creek, Roebuck, and Palmer Lake, Emerson Lake,
mm-hmm.
Roebuck Lake, all them kind of lakes.
What do they call
Pat Mays Lake.
Uh-huh. What do the creeks flow into here?
The river. Red River.
Huh?
Red River.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And since you had a stream that was flowing along, suddenly it dropped off and went on over. You'd call that a...
Ocean?
Well, it dropped off several feet. The water went down several feet. You'd call that a...
You mean if the creek is up?
No, look. Say if it's flowing along at one level, then it suddenly drops off and goes down.
You mean a suck hole?
Uh-huh. Or if it falls down several feet, you'd call it a...
A drop off?
Uh-huh. What about a pour over or waterfall or falls or...
Water spill.
Huh?
Water spill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a place where boats can stop and freight's unloaded, you call that a...
A dock.
And... What would you call a small hill?
What would I call a small hill?
Uh-huh. Any special name?
Just a hilltop.
Mm-hmm. What about a knoll or knob would you ever use that?
No. No, we never use it.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
Mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp. Say somebody jumped off the
cliff.
And talking about several of those, you talk about several.
You mean off the cliff?
Uh-huh. Or talking about the cliff, talking about several of them, you talk about several. What?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Well, if you're talking about more than one cliff, you'd be talking about two or three.
Yeah.
Two or three.
Two or three. Cliff?
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
Dirt road, gravel road, pavement,